Mobile?
That'd be a mobile. I'll get the gate.
Appreciate that, bud. Did it work pretty good?
Like it's supposed to.
Well, good. I was wondering if we could catch old Tom, KC4N, in here again. All right.
4 CPA mobile.
Hey, so, how you doing, Dave? KN4VWA.
I forgot to call you. Did you go flying today?
We just left the field.
Just make a day out of it.
No. The winds were up too bad. We didn't get up there until about, I don't know, I guess it was about 3:30, something like that. W4DJW, Dave, are you in there? What time did we get up there?
I left the house at 3:30 and got here a little before 4. 31 minutes is what it was supposed to take, but I was driving kind of fast. Hey, David, W4DJW Mobile.
4DJW, KB4CPA. Well, I hope y'all had a good time. I just finished playing some tennis.
Had a great time, and I flew my drone, and when I went out there initially, I just really thought the wind was up a little bit too much and did not even take my fixed wing with me. Well, I'm regretting that now. So, anyhow, what are you doing tomorrow, David, at KB4CBA?
In tennis, what do you think?
So he gets us started, Steve, and then he backs out. That's okay. We're having a blast.
You got that right. Now, I tell you what, hey, David, tomorrow the wind is supposed to be down a little bit, and the temperature is supposed to be up a little bit, and it's going to be the perfect day for me to get out there with my new fixed wing, and W4DJW is going to help me out there. And we're going to get an inaugural flight in, so you'd be welcome to come on out, bud. As a matter of fact, I kind of wish you would, because that might inspire you to go ahead and get out there with us.
JC?
Go ahead.
Dude, I was just listening. Sounds like you guys had a good time this morning, Dave and Steve.
You go out and you learn something new. And you don't splatter about $800 worth of equipment on the ground, that's a good day.
Don't forget that. You get to fly. I had a great time.
Hey, David.
Hey, send me an address.
I tell you what I'll do. W4DJW and I are planning tentatively planning to be out there between 2:30 and 3, and if it works out with the winds, everything is calm, everything is good weather, and everything works out, then I'll give you a call at about 2 o'clock, and you can just come up here to my house, and then you can ride over there or follow me over there to the field, because the field is not but about 3 minutes from my house.
Well, I'm not really sure what we'll be doing tomorrow. I've been working on cabinets today, but I don't think I'm going to be doing any of that tomorrow. It being Sunday and all. So, anyway, so it sounds like it'd be a good day to fly.
Want me to give you that call?
Give me a call and I'll, if I can come, I'll come. Because I'd like to see that.
Like a winner to me. Hey, Dave, we don't mind an extra oogler, do we?
Not at all. And if you want to, bring your airplane out there, we can look it over, too. We haven't seen it in real life yet. We've only seen pictures of it.
Anything anything else to that engine as far as getting it turning over and working?
Phone call, KB4CVA.
He had a situation where the glow plug is actually mounted at an angle forward, and my glow plug starter would not fit in there and still turn the prop. So he had to find some sort of way to ignite the glow plug without getting in interference with the prop.
Oh, glow plug adapters. It's a fake plug that you mount to the firewall, and you put your glow plug starter on it, and it has a wire that goes up to and bolts onto the real glow plug. So it keeps your hands 6 inches away from the prop instead of a quarter of an inch away from the prop.
In the old days, like when I did it?
Exactly, where you get thumped. Nowadays, the engines nowadays will take a finger. That thump won't be a, ouch, that hurts. That'll be a trip to the emergency room to sew your finger back on.
I think we could do without that. So, well, listen, I just pulled up at the house, and I'm going to go ahead and dump off here. Jerry, how are you doing, bud?
We've been to dinner, a little bit of shopping today, and got our grandkids coming over for a while tomorrow afternoon. They'll be wearing masks, of course, but hadn't seen them in a few weeks. It'll be nice to visit with them for a while. That really hadn't done much of anything. But it sounds like you guys have been kind of busy this morning. How was the drone flying?
Great time. But then again, any time in the air without breaking something is a good day. Yep. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna go ahead and bail on you guys. David, if you can hear me, I'll give you a call tomorrow, probably around 2 o'clock, see what you're doing. And, Dave, we'll get together, and hopefully you can help get me in the air tomorrow with that fixed wing. So y'all have a good evening. 73's KN4 VWA, y'all carry it on.
Just making sure I got it. All right. Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. I had a good time out there today. The winds were calm. Great flying conditions. And the winds are calm and the sun is at your back. Nothing better. Hopefully we'll get another one of those again tomorrow. Take care. Enjoy the evening. And Jerry, his multi-rotor did just fine. Mine, when I put it into auto to fly the course, the automatic course, it took off. It looked like it was going to fly back to foothills. Although I had the Campobello flight programmed into it, so I've got work to do. Didn't crash anything, but it wouldn't fly the automatic route that I had programmed into it. So that's a little bit disappointing, but it didn't break anything on the upside.
You see, Friday. Well, Dave, is that the Mavic or is that another drone that you're flying?
Of the Team Black Sheep's Discovery. Team Black Sheep created a multi-rotor called the Discovery. It's one that's built similar to it. It's a little bit different. It's a homegrown version. It uses a APM autopilot. They don't make APMs anymore, which I learned when I got back into it. They quit at one version past the versions that I have. So, and it uses Sunny Sky motors and props and on-screen displays, that kind of stuff. That's all home-built stuff. Nothing you buy off the shelf unless you get a Team Black Sheep Discovery.
Drone is that, Dave?
A little bigger than a DJI Phantom. It's I forget exactly how. From tip to tip across the blades, across the longest distance, was probably 2.5, maybe 3 feet.
And that's a pretty good sized drone. When that thing thumps and hits something, it's probably going to leave a mark, I suppose. But yeah, I've seen those before. That's a nice drone. That's pretty big, too. I was just curious what size, whether whether it was flying a larger drone today or not. I noticed when we left, left the grocery store back an hour ago. It was a little bit windy then. It wasn't too bad, but the sun was out. It was really nice. Had the wind died down.
going back and forth all day since this morning, since about 9 or 10 this morning. How's it at your place? Well, it's, wind's not blowing here. How's it over there? Well, it's blowing over here. Okay. Now, later, now it's blowing over here. Well, it kind of let up over here. So we just have been going back and forth till finally at 3:30 I had enough. I had everything loaded up. I just got in the car and headed out. He was going to wait till tomorrow, but he couldn't stand it. He came out there with me, too. He might be in trouble, too, because he was supposed to get home earlier than he is.
Oh, I suppose. that phone ringing was... that might have been David with the phone ringing, I guess. But Steve can stand to get in a little trouble. It's not going to hurt him.
Yeah, he said he's a big boy. He can handle it. I told him, just don't use my name. Just don't let her know what my name is.
Had a buddy of mine that we were supposed to meet for some drinks. So this has been years ago. Go out and eat, have a few drinks, and I didn't go where he went. He went someplace I didn't want to go. It was I didn't care either going. I just wanted someplace quiet. We're gonna have a couple of beers. He went to another place, and they go. They didn't call my house. Wonder where I was. And why? I said, well, he's supposed to be with you. And he said, oh, he's right here, but I just saw him. He's right here beside us. And of course, she knew where I was. She knew I wasn't there, but she was pulling his leg. And she said, I tell you one thing, he's loyal. He lied. He lied through his teeth for you.
That's what I don't want to have to do. That's why it's better if she doesn't even know my name when he's staying out later than he should.
Same thing we have flying versus out drinking somewhere. I took the ramp. I was a bad guy for a couple of years with one of the guys that worked with me. He and I went out one afternoon, and we had a little water hole we used to stop in after work, maybe a couple of times a week. And he and I stopped in there, and a sales guy, I was working manufacturing, and a sales guy came by there, and he went off the sales guy. The sales guy kicked him out pretty late, and his wife, evidently, told her he was with me. The wife, boy, she wouldn't talk to me. She just acted pretty rude to me for about a year, and he finally told her that I wasn't a culprit. Man, I tell you something, I'm about apologizing. Now, she was apologizing for the next 3 months, but it was comical. I said, yeah, I've been blamed for worse.
I stood to Chandler on Friends. He told his parents that Chandler was over at his house smoking weed, and he jumped out the window, and years later, they were still hating on Chandler. And then they finally found out, no, that wasn't Chandler. He wasn't even there. Yeah, that happens. That's what I don't want to happen with me either. But I'm sure she'll be okay with it. I'm sure she'll be all right with it. Like you said, it's not like you're out drinking in the middle of the night. But I think to get done that he may have, should have been there to help her with. Hey, anytime you want to, you feel like or you're comfortable with and you want to go out with us to the airfield, let me know. I probably, depending, I don't know where you're located in Anderson, but might be able to come down there and pick you up and take you to the airfield with us if we're going to, you know, be there long enough to make it worth your while.
Back up a little bit. Like I said, my daughter and son-in-law and grandkids are right there. They live just on the, not about a mile from Lanning Parkway there in Verde. I'll be up there a time or two, maybe one afternoon when it's nice, maybe I can just come out there and meet you or something. It's not really that far from there, but there's no need to pick me up anything like that. I would like to grab that sometime and wash anyway and see how everything has matured and improved over the years since I've been out. I'd love to see some people flying again because I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun watching somebody knows what they're doing instead of somebody like me who's continually, as you say, playing the balsa trees.
Afterwards, maybe you would enjoy it. So just wanted to give you the opportunity. But, yeah, if you want to come out there anytime, we'd love to have you out there. It's a lot of fun. It's been a long time since I've done any of that, and I'm enjoying it a whole bunch.
I think my first foray might be into the, I might try a drone or something, you know, drone like the Mavic or you know, some starter type like that. It's got a little headroom in it, so you're not limited a whole lot, and it's just not something very big. But I love flying when I was able to do it. But, I mean, the problem eventually got to the point where just finding places to fly that were, you didn't have to worry about, you know, people, neighbors complained about it, and the property, you know, people complained about it, you know, property and neighbors and that sort of thing, and all the property values have gone up so much in over the last 25, 30 years, it's hard to find a place to just big enough to fly some of the fixed wings, I guess, now.
A lot of clubs around. There's one at the, I don't know if you know where the Anderson Airport is, but Anderson, well, I don't know if it's still there. One of my buddies that I flew with at WCRC took me over there to fly. Actually, took me over there. I had a DJI Hexacopter. It had six motors on it. And a friend of his lost his airplane and it went down. So I went over there and pointed the camera on the Hexacopter straight down and just flew zigzag pattern all over the woods behind the airfield, trying to hunt for his buddy's airplane. It just was not there. All they could figure is there was a rain between the time that it went down and the time they got me over there, and it was a heavy rain, and they figured it built up a little bit of a river, and it just washed that thing away. It was gone. But that's at the Anderson Airport. So, and he used to fly over there. He probably still does. I haven't talked to him in quite a while. But there's one there, and then there's the fire tower that I'm sure you're aware of. And then WCRC is not far from that anymore, where they're located now, or Blue Ridge, the Blue Ridge Club down there below Michelin. So there's tons of options nowadays, W4DJW.
Sounds like a lot more. We might have had one or two within 30 miles, you know, back in the early 70s, and depending on where you live, you may be a lot further than that to get to someplace where more than one person might be out there. I always like flying with other people because there's always something to learn from a more experienced pilot, but that was a lot of fun. I remember when they used to fly over here in Battaché. That was a real popular place for years, and gosh, I don't know when they finally stopped. It must have been sometime in the late 70s, maybe early 80s. But that was a real popular place to fly, from what I understand. I went out there a time or two with a friend of mine, but I never flew out there. But, yeah, it sounds like there's a lot more of opportunity now than there was years ago. But yeah, I'd love to see, I'd love to go out there and watch you guys fly, and maybe might push me into trying again. I think a fixed wing is probably out of my dexterity these days. But maybe a drone or something like that might work out for me. But it sounds like you guys had a great day. And like I said, tomorrow should be a little bit nicer than today, I think. I know my son-in-law is going to go check on his bait where he drops my daughter and the grandkids off here for a few hours. So he's expecting to be a little warmer anyway.
Thinking is tomorrow's going to be better than today, so we're planning on getting out there a little bit earlier tomorrow so that we can stay a little bit longer, get a little bit more flying in. But it sure was nice when the sun started going down and there was no more wind. There was, when I first got there, the wind was coming crosswind, so I'd try to fly down the runway and the airplane would be pointed at me, but going down the runway, you know how that is, the wind blowing the tail over to the side. But it's still a lot of fun. But just not quite as much fun as when it's really calm and you can fly low and slow at a far out distance. That's when it's the most fun. Anyway, the DJI multirotors are probably the best ones to get started with because you can fly them hands off. If you get in trouble, you just let go of it. And they're very, very stable. Even if the wind's blowing hard, they'll just stay put. Whereas the home-built ones like I've got, if you let go of it and the wind's blowing, they're gonna blow downwind. you got to fly it. You got to manually fly it back to where you want it to be. Those would be like that one that we were looking at, that 250-gram Mavic Mini is a really, really nice one. It'll go fast, but it'll also sit still when you take your hands off of it.
KB4CBA. Well, David's heard this. Have you heard my story about my drone?
No, No, I haven't. I definitely want to hear this.
Bought me a drone, and it was a cheap drone, but it was big. I mean, that thing was, I don't know, 2.5 feet or more. Had four big rotors on it, and took pictures and not pictures but video, and you could watch it on your phone, and it was a real nice setup. And I let it get too high, and I lost communication with it with the controller, and the wind got a hold of it, and it just took it off because it was real light. I never saw it again.
That's not unusual. I've seen planes do the same thing. I know Dave has too. Had a buddy of mine. I know Dave probably knows what those are, and you do too, I guess, but they built up a beautiful set cadet. And we were someplace, we were just living in Americas then, Dave, and we were, like I said, we were someplace over there near the Lake Blackshear, Flint River, somewhere over there. And we were in a field over there, and they had it all trimmed out, and he was running a craft transmitter and receiver on top of that, which made it so odd. And he was on 72 megahertz, too. I don't think he's on 27. And he got out there a little way, and I said, Bill, I said, that thing's getting a little far away from me. He said, nah, it'll be all right. And it kept on going. I said, when are you going to turn it? He said, I've been trying to turn it around for the last 40 seconds, man. It ain't doing what I want it to. And it took off. And we looked for that thing for hours and never found it. And he had about a 4 ounce fuel tank. I don't know how far it went. We never found it. He had his name on it and all that thing. I don't remember if he or anybody ever called him and said they found it out in their cotton field or peanut field or not. But those things happen. That's just part of it, I suppose.
Same thing happened to my dad when I was a kid. This was back in the 60s, and they were building 85. They were great in 85, and he found a way to get on it somewhere around J.L. Mann High School, and he had built a Piper Cub out of balsa wood, and he put a little, Cox engine on it, and they filled that thing up. It was a free flight, and no, it didn't have a transmit controller, and so they started that thing up and let it go. It took off into the wind and kept climbing, and it just went out of sight, and they never found it again. All that work, he worked months on that thing and building it. In seconds, it just took seconds for it to disappear.
Sitting in the driveway, so I'm going to hop out, but I've enjoyed it. Thanks for the ride home, W4DJW.
Good evening.
Have a good one, Dave. 73s. Well, Jerry, I'm going to bail on you, too. I'm in the garage, and so I'm going to go in the house here and see what we're going to have for supper. But you have yourself a good evening, and good to talk to you and Dave and Steve. And I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for yours, KB4CPA.
Evening. Enjoy talking with you as usual, and if you go tomorrow, I want to hear a full report on KB4CPA and 4DJC clear.